David in Malile supports you. Gabby and Yuri doesn't. Hello, David.
Hello.
What do you think?
Well, the point that was just going on there, I was making two points. I'd like to ask the Sinn Féin boy there, would he then...
O'Hoshin.
Yeah. Would he like to then advocate that the Northern Ireland Football Association can hold on to Northern Ireland players and not let them play for Republic, the same as he's advocating that the Irish boxers should not be allowed to box for GB? That's my first point.
Well, let him answer it.
Well, that's not the point, Stephen. Again, I'm getting back to what...
Maybe it's not the point.
We are looking
Cal.
We are
answer
looking
his
at
question, mate.
Of the sport
no,
on
no.
The island of Ireland.
Answer his question, sir.
Well, we're looking at the organisation of the sport on the island of Ireland. And I believe that, seeing when it comes to soccer, people should declare whoever they want to play for, just as it was in the case of the Olympics. People should declare for GB or Team Ireland.
Should they declare when they're 9-year-old, or wait until they go through the Northern Ireland process and then declare?
Well, you know, this is the part of the problem of having two separate organisations on the island. You know, if it was the single organisation, then people would declare their national allegiance there afterwards. That's fine, fine by me and fine by others.
We have two separate organisations because we have two separate countries. The reality is Northern Ireland is not part of the Republic of Ireland.
Well, Kate, in fairness, now... you know, I'm not going to be lectured to on sport and on national identity by yourself, who doesn't...
I'm entitled to my national identity.
Are you happy with that answer, David?
No, not really, no. My second point was, instead of having the two bodies, why then doesn't the Irish Boxing Association let the boys choose? Instead of, if they do make a choice, then they're ostracised.
Okay. David, thank you. Gabby. Morning, Gabby.
Good morning, sir.
Go ahead.
That lady hasn't a clue what she's on about. I mean, did you ever hear of a young lad called Wayne McCulloch, a Protestant lad from Highfield, one of the most Protestant estates in Belfast? He came out of it wearing a tricolour. He very proudly represented Ireland. He went back to Highfield and there were out in the thousands to meet him.
That's fine. I've met Wayne McCulloch. That's absolutely fine, but that doesn't necessarily follow for everyone, and that's where the choice is. It's so basic and simple. I just don't understand how anyone can actually not see the point.
Listen, you're a British minister. You hop on and out of this country on
issues. She's not a British minister.
No, hold on a wee minute.
She's not a British minister.
Hold on
a minute.
Part of a British government. It should have been on 3 years ago.
She's not part of the British government.
When the people in Northern Ireland were crying out for their fair share of the Olympics to be as British as Finchley, nobody across the water wanted to know about it.
Well, that's just not true. And actually, I am, I'm very proud of being British. But
I think it was, to be fair to Kate Hoy, I think it was Kate Hoy that challenged the Prime Minister when he was talking about Great Britain, didn't you, Kate?
I did, actually. And the team was officially called the GB and NI. I mean, not good enough. And I hope by the next Olympics it will have changed. But that's the reality.
That's
but definitely NI was part of it.
In this conversation, you have referred to it as Team GB and NI. It was Team GB. If you run the tape back, listen to Natalia. The people over here
need
to get a fair crack at
the media
when it suits you.
Kate, can I just ask you about something? Because you were saying this morning that of course, in terms of football, that a player should be given a choice whether to play for Northern Ireland or.
I think they should have to make the decision very early, but I don't think you should be allowed to go through the Northern Ireland IFA wonderful training.
But when I asked you about the point of principle, mm-hmm. you said, of course.
Well, yes, I think there you have to have a choice. I mean, you know, we live in a cliché divided Northern Ireland, which is actually less divided now than it's ever been. But
so can I read to you, Kate, an early day motion in 2007 mm-hmm. on which you were a signatory?
Yeah, it says
that this House notes with concern mm-hmm. the suggestion by the governing body of international football, FIFA, that football players born in Northern Ireland may be given the choice of playing at international level for either Northern Ireland or the Republic, believes that such a proposal would be unprecedented and seriously undermine the development of football in Northern Ireland, and supports the IFA and the Amalgamation of Northern Ireland Supporters Clubs in their outright opposition to this absurd and unacceptable position.
Yes, and that,
you've
that
changed.
That is absolutely right, because at that time FIFA were making it clear that you could still do it right up until the age of, you know, whenever you played a competitive match. our view and my view is that you must have that choice, no doubt about it. You can't expect someone to play for a country they don't want to play for, but it has to happen right at the beginning.
That's not
of
what
their
the motion says, Kate. The motion says that football players born in Northern Ireland. You were objecting to football players born in Northern Ireland. That's what the motion said.
Yeah, football players born in Northern Ireland need, I mean, their country is Northern Ireland, but because of the situation, and they have the right to have an Irish passport or a British passport, if they choose to have an Irish passport, if they choose to be Irish, then they must make that decision early on. Otherwise, it's the Irish Football Association, the Northern Ireland one, not the Football Association of Ireland, that's funding them right through their development stage, which I don't think is fair. So it is actually about choice still, but it's making that choice, in particularly in football, because there's such a lot of money goes into football at the junior level. And I think they must make their choice early on and not wait until much, much later.
Here's Jerry at Morton Point. Morning, Jerry.
Morning, Nolan. I was just watching the...
You forgot
Ryder
my
Cup.
Name there, didn't you?
I did indeed. I was just watching the Ryder Cup live ceremony last night. Yeah. And I was very proud of Graham McDowell and Rory McIlroy when they were called on the European team. And there's going to be political ramifications when the golf goes into the Olympic game next year, or probably in 4 years' time. What's going to happen there?
What do you think is going to happen there?
Rory, well, I think it should be Team GB and Northern Ireland.
Do you, Kit?
Well, obviously they'll have to make their own choice about that. But I know there's been some. I personally, this is my own view. I don't think golf should be in the Olympics. I think it's got. I don't think sports that already got major things that go on, and it's not the creme de la creme for golfers. So I personally don't think golf should be at the Olympics. But
well, it's going to be one of the Olympics next year.
They
will,
you know, they may not be good enough at them by to be in either the British team or the Irish team. But I'm sure that will be decided at the right time.
All I'd like to do is wish Graham and
I think it's
Rory,
wonderful that we've got the Ulster players over there doing
12,
brilliantly.
They're playing at 1 o'clock today, and I'd just like to wish Rory and Graham all the best for their match this afternoon.
So yeah, would I.
What's your view on the golf, Cathal?
Again, I think it's a matter of personal choice there. And, you know, the reality is that within the North, if people want to declare for Ireland, you know, there's a much better chance, possibly, of being chosen for Ireland than there is of being picked for Britain. So, you know, that's the reality. And you can't fault athletes and sports people for actually looking at that and looking at the reality of the situation on the ground. You know, regardless of statehood or whatever, most people on this island regard themselves as Irish and are quite happy with that and quite happy with that designation. So, you know, if they have the opportunity to represent Ireland at the Olympics or wherever, they're quite happy to take up on that.
But Cathal, if they're not, and they want to, your young the young boxer now in an area where he really feels he wants to be part of the British setup, he can't do that at the moment. So why don't you give him that choice?
Well, I don't think there is the demand for that.
But if there is irrelevant.
Well, I certainly
one person's equality is
you,
right.
No harm, Kate. You know, you're actually coming across here on the back of some unspecified allegations, and I'm very uncomfortable talking about them.
No, I've visited the club too. I've read the report.
We're not going to
I've
talk about. Well, you might have done,
now.
But there
I've
are allegations.
More people than you have
we are not talking. About the allegations this morning, we're exactly. Not getting into it. We're not going to do it. I know, Cathal, you would agree with that. I see, Cathal, that in the Irish News today, in an interview with the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, he's saying that Rory should be left alone. Rory, of course, who has said that he feels more British than Irish. What's your view on that?
I don't disagree with Martin there. You know, as I say, it's up to Rory to declare whoever he wants to play with, as it was with the young fellow from Derry who plays with the Southern soccer team. You know, that's exactly a personal choice.
Okay.
You know, I think
all right.
That's the way it should be.
Cathal, thank you very much. Kate, lovely to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.